we've been doing this for 4 years now, so we've seen, we worked with Yellow Wolf and Pale and Bob and Trinidad James before these dudes blow up or had great success, and it's cool to kind of watch that. Jaron Benton, Ritz, you know, a lot of these dudes from Atlanta that we've kind of like, were in the studio with when they had like 3 fans, and now, you know, touring world, and you know, it's cool to kind of like see that progression from a lot of different artists from different spectrum, like Bob and Ritz, like two like very different artists, but like we've been in the studio with these dudes, you know, so, and when they had 3, 4, 5 fans, like, so, yeah, literally, like their mom and their uncle.
This is Dead End Hip Hop, here chilling with Mike and Kato of SMK.
Called The Hangout. We booked 882 Studios for 4 days, which is really a house turned into a studio in a, you know, neighborhood in Virginia Highlands. And the idea was combining kind of, since we got into hip hop, we've been collaborating with everyone. The idea was kind of start the year in 2013 to get everyone together. Everyone we could, at least in Atlanta. So over the next, or for 4 days, we are recording for 15 hours a day, 45 artists, cooking out, grilling, beer, drinks. Just kind of hanging out.
Is it kind of like upcoming projects, or is it a compilation y'all working on?
It'll turn into a compilation. You know, we're getting video throughout the weekend, so having people come through documenting it, photography. We really just want to, like, I think when you kind of have a condensed time and space, you kind of get the creative juices flowing. There's like a little competitive spirit in the artists. So it's a great opportunity just to create music, art, you know.
I think this is more so kind of showcasing Atlanta, because I would say the vast, maybe 95% of the artists are from Atlanta, so, or at least live here now.
Yeah, a few snuck through. We'll have people come through at 2 a.m. like, yo, let me jump on some shit. Like,
that's crazy.
We recorded till 5:30 the first night, and then I think an early night last night was 3:30. Everything I've heard so far has been pretty dope. I can't wait to, like, kind of like when the weekend's over, like, listen to the music.
Right.
Because at this point we're not like really in listen mode. We're kind of like, okay, there's like dude riding in the living room. Like 3 other artists are on the way. Like we're trying to, you know, get as much done as we can in a short period of time, while at the same time eat, drink, and have fun. Like we're not trying to rush anyone out. So. Trying to have an environment where
good chill, relax, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like you're at home environment, chill out.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm wearing.
This is Monique, our
hi.
Our production manager, rocking the new Kato 2013 line.
Yes, this is the exclusive. That exclusive shirt, right?
Point 3 left.
You mentioned earlier that it almost seemed like artists was competing. Have you kind of really seen much of that? Were they really competing?
We laughed about it because people are just going in. So like everyone's like bringing their A game, and I think when you're at home and like you're kind of just, you know, writing, you might just be like, all right, I'm gonna write and lay it down. But if you're in a room full of other artists and there are people around, there are cameras, like I think it's unspoken, like, you know, competition. It's not like I wanna outdo this person. It's just like I'm gonna bring my A game because I'm on a project with a lot of people. I'm in a room with other people. Like, you know, it's kind of unspoken. No one's like writing, like shaking or anything like that, but it's just, you know, there's definitely that sense of like, I'm gonna bring it. And you can hear it on the tracks. I mean, people are snapping. Yeah, people are going in.
So it's like, would they be in the room here to beat, and then you had like different artists in there writing to that beat, or?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, oh, okay.
I mean, we'll have artists come in like, oh, I'm fucking with that. Like, oh, I'm hearing that. You know, like, let's get on together. Or, you know, we'll be going through playing beats and for a specific person too, like, someone comes through like, yo, we got something we think you'll like, or like, what mood are you in? Like, you know, I'm looking for something up tempo, or I'm looking for something like soulful. So we'll just start playing something for them. Or we'll play something that, you know, day one, obviously we just started music, but now it's day 3, we kind of got to fill some of the gaps. So we'll be like, oh, you might sound dope on this son, which is kind of what we're doing this morning. But we'll probably start some new tracks and kind of go where it takes us.
Okay.
Atlanta's big and small at the same time, but there's so many artists that, you know, and it's a little clicky too, which is something that we wanted to bring together in this project and just get everyone kind of messing with each other.
And it's cool to see like a lot when artists don't know each other, but they're like, yo, I really fuck with your music. Like that's, it's cool to see that, like, yo, we should work together. Like at a weekend when people are just hanging out, you know, a lot of artists don't know each other. They're working in their own world. They're doing music and doing shows. They're not necessarily like out there trying to discover talent. Like that's not what artists do. But as producers, like we're often looking for artists. So we're like, yo, you are dope. You're dope. Y'all should work together. So we find that every artist a different way, whether it's a blog, a show, you know, even through A3C. Like, so,
you know, me and Mike and Blake is the other producer, and we got Ja who sort of does A&Ring for us and has a lot of contacts and reaches out to new artists. And then Monifa, who's our production coordinator, she kind of helped keep everything organized.
Yeah, once we got to the point where we were busy, we had to bring in some folks to kind of like, it's also like we got a sense of like, we were working so much that we felt like we might have been losing sight of like, is there talented people? Like, I hate, you know, when there's like some really dope artists coming up and we're like, man, like we gotta get them in. Like, we gotta get in the studio. Cause with Blake and Kato, like there's not, they got so much different sound that I don't think there's many artists that we've been like, I don't think we can find something for them. Like, we rarely are like, yeah, we just don't have something that you'll vibe with. And that's with the production collective, that's the best thing about a collective. If we had one producer, you kind of be like, you know, maybe we can't find something for you, but, you know, with Blake and Kato and our production team, it's just like, you kind of like, there's a lot of variety in there.
Yeah.
Since day one, like, our first project was the 808 Experiment, which brought 18 artists together. So, like, getting our foot in the door, that's what we've been doing from day one. It's like collaborating, working with people, finding talent, getting behind them, not managing them, not like signing them to a label deal. It's like, let's work. Like, if we can help you shoot a video, if we can help you get on a show, if, you know, if we can support you or put you in touch with another artist, like, you know, kind of be that middleman for a lot of dudes in Atlanta hip hop. And that's kind of the last, you know, 4 years has kind of been our, you know, a little bit of what we've been doing.
When I read the write-up you sent over about the whole thing, I was like, you know, I thought it was cool that you guys getting in front of this and actually bringing everybody together and just creating a sound, you know, of all the artists here in Atlanta, the different style of artists that you guys are bringing through, and a different production, man. I think it's a good way to showcase Atlanta talent.
Yeah, anytime you have a project that's bringing a lot of artists that otherwise may not, like you said, may not know about each other, or may not know each other personally, that's definitely an awesome thing. Anytime, in any area. That's cool, so I definitely support that. That's good shit.
Yeah, I've been fucking with y'all for a minute. Every time I see a mixtape, you know, on mixtape tour or anything, that's okay, let me check that out too. You know, definitely got the A3C joint, because you know, we covered the A3C last couple years, and you know, I love it, and that's where I got put onto you guys, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, most definitely, I like your movement. You know, you guys' movement, because I know you're in front of them, but, you know, you guys just bringing everybody together, that's dope, you know? We need that in hip-hop.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody's really tried to do that before in Atlanta.
Yeah, not in Atlanta. No, not in Atlanta.
It doesn't seem like it.
Nah. So, you know, it's a great thing. You guys are the first.